Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Stargazers can take note soon. They may not be able to use the historic Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay, Wisconsin. The observatory was built in the 1890s, and in recent decades it's been used primarily for education and outreach rather than cutting-edge scientific research.
It is run by the University of Chicago, which announced last week it will cease operations at the facility on October 1st. WUWM's Mayon Silver reports astronomers and other scientists are thinking back on what the observatory has meant to their fields of study.
The major attraction at the observatory is the 40-inch in diameter telescope, once the largest in the world. We'll start with a bit of Telescope 101 with UWM physics professor Jolien Creighton.
The Yerkes telescope is a refractor telescope, which means that it focuses the light on a photographic plate or on an eyepiece using lenses, sort of like your eyeglasses.
Even now, it's actually the largest lens telescope in the world, which is sort of like being the best BlackBerry in the iPhone era.
More modern telescopes usually use mirrors to focus the light.
Another modern problem is the observatory location and something called light pollution. Street and building lights give cities a glow that makes it hard to see the stars above.
If you go out at night in Milwaukee and look up at the sky, you can see, you know, a handful of stars. But you won't see things like the Milky Way or Andromeda or other galaxies.
It's one of the reasons Chicagoans put the observatory on Geneva Lake in the first place. The lights of the city didn't reach as far back then. But these days, optical telescopes are up on mountains in places like Chile and Hawaii. Also, since the World War II era, astronomy has become about more than just optical telescopes.
During the war, with the development of radar, there were a number of people who came out of World War II thinking about using the techniques from radar to improve on the radio astronomy that had just been pioneered slightly before the war.
That's Professor John Friedman, also of UWM.
And that became an exciting new field, and then you had the start of satellites. So beginning in the 60s, a number of astronomical satellites being launched so that you could get outside of the atmosphere.
But before the era of satellites and modern optical telescopes, Yerkes was especially good for determining distances of stars.
By what's called parallax, looking at the apparent change in a nearby star's position as the Earth goes around the sun. And that lets you know the absolute brightness of stars. Also from their distance, you could build up a distance ladder to find the distance to other galaxies.
In fact, in the early 1950s, astronomer Don Osterbrock helped determine the spiral shape of the Milky Way through observations at Yerkes. But there have been few major discoveries there since then. UWM professor David Kaplan has been taking his students to the observatory for years, if only to show them that Wisconsin used to be the center of astronomy.
So architecturally, it's very impressive. The old technology isn't what we would use now, but when it was built, it was still really cool, and it's really interesting to look at.
Dr. Kaplan's student, Nick Prasinski, says that he was inspired by his trip to the observatory and had hoped to do further work there because it's a special place in our tech-driven world.
Typically now we use like Hubble telescope data, and it's all in space, and we download it onto the computers, and we work with it that way. But actually being able to go to a telescope that from Milwaukee is a little over an hour away and actually look at these objects in person live is an extremely different experience than just getting a computer image of it.
Here's Professor Kaplan.
I hope there's a way that they can find somebody to take it over in an educational capacity. I think that would be really a lost opportunity to not do that. But I can understand as well that it's an expensive facility to maintain and to run.
Yerkes staff referred calls to the University of Chicago, which runs the observatory. Spokesman Jeremy Monnier says that the university made its announcement nearly 7 months early so that communities and staff can talk about long-term plans for the property.
We hope that it will continue as a valuable resource for the community and for visitors to the Lake Geneva area.
Yerkes is still open for public tours and programming, at least until October. I'm Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.
You can read more and see pictures of the historic Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay at WUWM.com.